One of Australia's longest-running health research projects has just been refunded. For 30 years, researchers at the Menzies School of Health Research have been tracking the health of babies born to Aboriginal mothers at Royal Darwin Hospital between 1987 and 1990. Staying in contact with the research participants is what makes gathering this data so difficult, but it's also why this project is so valuable. Remarkably, researchers have been able to maintain the database of almost all of the 689 mothers in the original Aboriginal birth cohort. From Darwin, Stephanie Zillman reports.
The longest-running cohort study of Aboriginal health will be continued thanks to a $12 million cash injection by the National Health and Medical Research Council. The new stage of research will be the fourth for the Aboriginal birth cohort, a project that's run by the Menzies School of Health Research. The study is unique because it tracks the health of 689 babies born to Aboriginal mothers at Royal Darwin Hospital between 1987 and 1990. Professor Alan Cass, Director of Menzies School of Health Research.
Well, it's a remarkably challenging study because this is the hospital where maternity and other care is provided to women from many, at times, thousands of kilometres away.
The study's participants live in over 40 different urban and remote communities across the Top End. Others still live interstate and overseas. After the initial neonatal data was gathered on the babies 30 years ago, two subsequent stages in the late 90s and mid-2000s managed to keep in contact with just over 70% of the participants. The newly funded stage four of the project will now track the health of those same people aged in their late 20s and early 30s.
Single snapshots can tell us something, but we need to follow a cohort of people living across remote, rural and urban settings to really understand what is the evidence about the best places for treatment and prevention strategies that will have an impact.
Professor Cass says it's taken extreme measures to keep some participants in the study, but the value of the research can't be underestimated. Researchers often use social media to track down the people and travel to remote parts of the NT to take blood tests and generally measure their health status. It's hoped the project will ultimately determine the early warning signs of diseases that disproportionately affect Aboriginal Australians.
One of the key things that the team doing the cohort study have looked at is what stages in someone's life, childhood, adolescence, early adulthood, do we really begin to see emergence of those key risk factors?
Diane Walker gave birth to her daughter Rikisha at Royal Darwin Hospital in 1988. When she was born, Rikisha recorded a low birth weight, but grew up to be a happy and healthy child and now young woman.
I think she appreciates that she's had those checkups and happy to, you know, be part of the research and feels that that's valuable information for helping other people as well. Just for getting a few measurements and giving some blood and having checks, it's not hard, and the researchers are really, really nice people and have looked after her really well.
Mother Diane Walker, ending that report by Stephanie Zillman.